It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Welcome back. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It is the most wonderful time of the year. It's the Christmas Eve edition of the Grilling Guys. And we're so thankful that you tune in each and every week. And this is the time of year when we just pause and take a break and recognize that a couple knuckleheads like Barbecue Bob and I have an opportunity to meet some great people and have a ton of fun. And hopefully you're enjoying just a little bit about what we do each and every week on a Saturday morning. And I'm Jop, and he is Barbecue Bob. What's cooking?
Hey, I'm just fixing to refill my glass here with something incredible. But I just want to remind everybody, it is a time to be thankful. And we're so thankful for our troops. We've got a lot of people still deployed overseas and more coming. We're fighting a horrific battle around the globe against maybe 95 different factions. And we've got a lot of men and women that are laying down their personal protection for ours, and we want to salute them. And we also want to encourage you to go to GIBBQ.com. We're dangerously close, and I know I keep saying this, but it's that slow working with the government. We're just ready to get this last couple shipments approved, and we do need a little bit of freight, and we're probably going to talk about an ongoing mission to do this again. So if you have something you want to give to but you don't know what, those troops, go to GIBBQ.com. You can donate right on the website. If you throw $5 in, it'll help. But if you want to throw more in, it'll help that much more.
And the Grilling Guys and you are going to give those troops a little taste of home.
Yeah.
And that's all we're trying to do. 100% of this goes directly to the effort. There are zero administrative costs that anybody's taking on this. Barbecue Bob and I are just organizing this thing and making the push. So if you've got it in your heart to help a GI with a little bit of barbecue from home, we're the vehicle that can make that happen.
And if you don't know what it is, it is, we've so far delivered one shipment, but each shipment is a big judge smoker, like my unit, by American Barbecue Systems. It's a pallet of Original Juan American Stockyard barbecue sauce, and it's a pallet of Parker Pure Mountain Charcoal. I can never say that.
Yeah.
And maybe some Grill Daddy or Fat Daddy's spices as well.
Mm-hmm.
We were helped by Stormy Cromer, Henry Repeating Arms, just a ton of people, Bonefish Grill, and they're up in the next segment. They stepped up big time. So, we appreciate all the help, but we want to get this last two shipments off because those troops deserve a good meal.
That's right. Speaking of good meals, in the mornings on Saturdays, one of the things I love to do is fire up a Bloody Mary. And joining us in the studio right now are Emily and Tyler, and they're from a place called Brutes Mix, which is, we talk about craft beer, we talk about vintners, we talk about cideries, we talk about
spirits.
Now we're going to talk about craft Bloody Mary mix. Emily, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Yeah, this taste, this profile is beautiful. You dropped off a couple sample bottles, and I had not cracked the lid on mine yet because I know what happens when you do.
Right.
But tell us what inspired this.
All right, so this is Brutes Mix. What inspired me to make it was that I was an avid Bloody Mary drinker for years. Noticed that there was no healthy mixes on the market. I'm coming from the fitness industry. I was a personal trainer for 6 years.
You look like it.
Thank you.
Even though you did collapse your chair, that kind of scares me. You're probably pretty solid.
We're right after Thanksgiving. Give me a break.
Yeah.
And all the mixes on the market were filled with sodium, were filled with sugar, were filled with preservatives. So I thought, why not make a mix that's light, fresh, that you can drink more than one of?
So let me stop you there.
Yeah.
Would you consider yourself a millennial?
No.
Okay. Well, My kids are,
yeah.
And my oldest son, Alex, is a fitness freak. Mm-hmm. He's in the Army Guard. He goes to Western. He works out incessantly, 2 hours a day.
Yeah.
And he'll break down every food you put into your body. It sounds like you're kind of doing that same thing, or have been, because you're a personal trainer.
Yeah, it's important. I think it's becoming more and more important for people all the time now to just be aware of what's going into their body, whether they're super health conscious or not. People are trying to avoid preservatives and avoid that additional salt and sugar when it's not necessary. So yeah, it's very important for me to check labels before I eat or drink anything.
So you were looking at all those other Bloody Mary mixes, and what did you see that disturbed you? What was the tipping point?
It's sodium all the way. Mixes are filled with so much additional salt that leaves you feeling really full, bloated, and not wanting to do anything else after you have a single Bloody Mary.
Well, that's wrong.
It is
because
so
you got to have more than one Bloody Mary if you're drinking Bloody Marys. Now, Bob, you and I enjoy a good Bloody Mary.
Mm-hmm.
We've found a few places around that make them, but what makes this difference? I just took a sip of the mix, right? We don't have a mix with vodka here. We just are drinking the mix. And there's fiber in there.
Mm-hmm.
And I just took a drink and pulled out a little, what almost seemed like some sort of a rind or something. Tell us what's in this.
Yeah, so I'll walk you through like the flavor profile. The first ingredient that you're going to taste is a pickled jalapeno that I do myself. Jalapenos sit in a brine for 8 days before I put it into the mix. It's a brine that I created on my own. From there, fresh horseradish, straight off the root, grinded right into the kettle.
That's what that was that mm-hmm. I had. Yeah, it was a piece of
horseradish. So you're getting a ton of that fresh flavor from the potency of the horseradish. From there, fresh black peppercorn and hand-squeezed lemons and limes. So the product is handcrafted from start to finish, which creates a huge profile.
Pretty labor-intensive.
It's very labor-intensive, but it was important to me. It will be important until the very end.
How'd you come up with the name Brute?
So Brutus is my dog. That's
sure.
what's on the
awesome.
Label.
No wonder I love this. It's named after a dog.
So
can that be wrong?
I'm a big dog person, and this dog has been my entire life for the last 10 plus years.
I wouldn't say you're a big dog person based on the picture of this dog.
I'm a big little dog person.
Yeah. What kind of dog is Brute?
He's a Brutus. Chihuahua.
That's what I thought. Yeah. That's what I thought. They're a pretty unique little breed.
Yeah.
And bred for a purpose, too. They're
mm-hmm. right.
They're pretty
inspiring,
incredible.
Inspiring Bloody Mary mix.
They're incredible
they
little
right.
animals.
So Brute's mix. Right? Where can we find this stuff? You said you're in over 300 stores?
Yeah, I'm in over 300 locations across the state of Michigan. I also sell online. I'm doing a ton of online sales for the holiday.
What's that address?
So you can go to our website, which is www.brutesmix.com.
Spell that, please, the Brutes, because it's unique.
BRETWTSMIX.com.
Yeah. Brute. BRETWT.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
BruteMix.com. Very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. Now, is there more than one flavor, or is it you nailed it the first time and this is all we need?
It's my only flavor. I don't really have any plans to make another. I think that everything that you need is in the bottle already. That's another big thing I was going for is most people have to buy Bloody Marys and kind of doctor them up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, why not add everything in the bottle already that people doctor it up with? So it's pour and serve. And
you know, I think mm-hmm. I'm a really lousy golfer. And if it's a morning golf, afternoon golf, doesn't really matter. By the second or third hole, I'm looking for the cart girl. I want a Bloody Mary. And I'll generally get one right in the lounge or in the
clubhouse.
Country club yeah. because you very often get some bartenders who know how to make a good Bloody. And
no, you just mean they'll lean on it.
When
yeah.
I'm
exactly.
Hey, come on, a little more.
Yeah.
So when I golf, this is my go-to. And that's like not the only time I have them, but it's a guarantee.
Mm-hmm.
I have to have a big styrofoam cup with a nice Bloody to feel good about my golf game because I'm going to be losing balls and I get really thirsty.
That's what I'm going for.
So this comes in a quart jar. It kind of looks like a medicine jar. It's big round. It's got a little neck on it and a little opening. But you can find this all over West Michigan in stores.
All over West Michigan, all over the entire state of Michigan.
Okay.
Stores, bars, hotels. Kind of all around.
Very good.
That's awesome. Go to brutesmix.com and help fund Emily because she's going to want to launch another product. This is so good. If you buy it, she's going to have so many people clamoring for more things. We'll have to put our thinking caps on, Jop, and give her some ideas.
Well, I already know I love it. And when we get a chance to ground a little vodka in it, I think it's just going to amp it up that much more.
So. You might have to do a Canadian version with a little clam in it.
Oh, yeah.
They're
yeah.
big on that.
They are huge on that.
Doesn't work for me.
It's delicious.
Coming up next, we got Mike Thorpe from the Bonefish Grill. I believe he's going to want to put this Brutes mix on his menu. You listen to The Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
When he's coming down the chimney down.
When he's coming down the chimney down.
He'll have a big fat pack upon his back. And lots of goodies for you and for me. So